Deal or No Deal is back, this time on CNBC. Host and, well, fellow Canadian Howie Mandel is joining us to talk about the show's return. Hi, Howie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I seem to be okay. I'm not an expert.
Good, good, good. So, you know, the show was a huge hit, which was, I guess, about 10 years ago or so, right?
Yes, this is, and now we're back on CNBC. And, you know, judging from the numbers and the people watching, it seems to be a hit again. You know, if it's good, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And like many people, myself, I've been scraping and clawing and trying to make my way back. And, you know, I know people were watching the reruns and people were playing the machines in the arcades. And I said, you know, it's time for this show to come back. And it turns out that I was right. You know, people are tuning in, people are watching, people are screaming at the TV, people are tweeting along with me at Howie Mandel. And Wednesday nights, all brand new episodes on CNBC. CNBC is my hero now for allowing me this opportunity to do it again after 10 years.
It's kind of cool because we are in that time right now when everybody's favorite shows are coming back. Did you see this happening? Obviously, you wanted it. You've been, you know, campaigning for it, as you say. But did you imagine Deal or No Deal would be back?
You know, I've been trying, and I've been working fervently for the 10 years to try to. But it was a surprise to get the call from CNBC and say, you know, we think that this is a perfect home for the show that you did 10 years ago. And they couldn't be more right. You know, the network and the channel, you know, it is a money network, an economy network, a learning network. And now they're, you know, tweaking it and it's become more of an entertainment network also in prime time, you know, with Shark Tank and The Profit and their entertainment shows. But it still has that takeaway. And it's a show where, you know, you could sit there whether you're 5 or 95 with the entire family and you don't have to know anything about economy or money or game rules or anything. You could just mindlessly watch, you know, somebody choosing cases and hopefully that, you know, their luck is with them, they're not greedy, the timing is right, and they could walk out of there with $1 million.
I remember playing along with my family at home. We each pick a number. I'm sure everybody does it when they're watching, right? Okay, number 12, and then that's what you root for. But, you know, as you say, there's arcade games. Really, Deal or No Deal didn't go away. There's lottery tickets. There's slot machines. I know your comedy show, you play at casinos. It really hasn't gone away at all, has it?
No, it's a brand that everybody understands, people grew up with, people remember, people watch, and people like to play. So it hasn't gone away, but in this incarnation, it is back bigger and better and brighter than ever.
I love the stories about people who are down on their luck, need the money, and then win big. Life-changing wins. Can you give us a sneak peek about what's coming up this season?
Well, the money is bigger than ever. There's changes that actually enhance the show in as far as, you know, there's a female banker, there's still the 26 models, there's the $1 million, but ultimately, you know, it was just a game of luck, but now we've given the player a little more control. They have an opportunity once in the game to counteroffer and negotiate. So, you know, if the offer is, you know, $200,000 to buy the case and go home right now, the player can say, you know, I'll tell you what, if you give me $250,000, I'm out right now. And, you know, if the numbers are right and the odds are right and the banker is feeling it, the banker gets the opportunity to say deal and hand you $250,000.
Tell me about the female banker this time around. Previously, it was a silhouette that looked like a man. What was the reason for the change?
I'm actually talking to a banker, and she is the banker, because she is a very shrewd, smart business person who, you know, ultimately it's not a gimmick. That is somebody who is just playing by the numbers. You know, it's very funny because our players have a tendency to try to play by emotion, like when the banker, when they're negotiating with the banker, they'll go, you know, this person is very deserving and they're very charitable and they've done things and it's the best father in the world and I think you should say yes. And I always remind them, listen, this is real. You know, this is a real banker. If you walked into a bank in anywhere in America and asked for a loan or asked for them to do business, you don't get anything because you're nice. You don't get anything because you're deserving. You get something because it makes good business sense. It's strictly by the numbers. So this is a very shrewd shrewd, legitimate business person.
Yeah, and one thing you should never do is go into a bank with a briefcase and say, fill it up with money, right? You don't want to do that.
I wouldn't, but who am I to tell other people what to do?
We had a question sent in from a listener, and I think I've heard you answer no to this before. Do you know which case has the million before it's opened, and do the models know what they have?
Nobody knows, not even the executive producer. Nobody knows what they have. You know, since that movie Quiz Show, which was about the debacle of somebody cheating on a quiz show in the 50s, the rules of game shows in America changed drastically. And, you know, we have a third party to make sure everything is on the up and up that randomizes the cases and loads the cases and then hands them off to us, the producers, who give them out to the prospective number to the models. If during the show a model should drop a case and the latch opens but the case doesn't open and nobody even knows what's in that case, the game is shut down, restarted. They have to take the cases away for an hour and re-randomize them and bring them back. It's like off the hook how secretive so nobody knows. So back to the banker, she's just going by the odds. You know, if you open up there's 26 cases randomized from one penny to $1 million. If five cases have been opened and the million is still in play, I'm not that smart to know what it is, but the odds of, you know, them opening up in the next case is a mathematical algorithm that she could figure out.
Right. Now, speaking of models, are there any princesses opening cases? Is Megan coming back with a cameo at all?
Megan right now is not traveling. We're in production, and she's in reproduction.
Right.
Chrissy Teigen was a model, and right now she's not making an appearance. But we do have, you know, some of the models that were in the original. And I can tell you, I didn't see the fact that she was going to become a duchess, but from the tapings that I've already done and meeting some of the new girls, I think we have a future dictator.
Oh.
I won't mention which one.
Okay. All right. We've got to wrap this up, but earlier I mentioned this is the time when all the TV reboots are happening. So I need to know, is there a show that you're hoping comes back on the air?
No.
Oh, all right.
No. I'm just thrilled that this one is back. And, well, I would love to reboot Bobby's World maybe one day.
Oh, yeah.
When I have a moment.
That's what I was hoping for. All right, well, Deal or No Deal, it's back on CNBC, and it airs Wednesdays, right, Howie?
Yes.
All right.
And new episodes Wednesdays.
Oh, we're waiting for
NBC, it. And tweet along with me at Howie Mandel.
We'll do. Howie Mandel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.